I'm very happy now to welcome Santa Fe's Mayor David Koss this coming
Friday.
Hi, it's great to see you. It's great to hear you. You're traveling and away by phone, but this coming Friday the 11th of December at 9:30 in the morning for a couple of hours, there will be a forum that you are hosting on jobs and economic growth. What is going on? This is in conjunction with a program that comes from Washington, that comes from President Obama's administration.
Sure. This is something that mayors across the country are putting together. As everybody knows, we're trying to work our way out of this recession, and the most serious problem in front of us right now is unemployment. Santa Fe County has actually lost about 2,000 jobs. And so we want to look at how we start to get those jobs back. I think it's really important right now to be looking at all the ways that we can put people back to work. And what we'll be talking about in part is, you know, what are the economic pieces of this? What kind of partnerships, such as what we did with the College of Santa Fe, where we saved over 100 jobs and have the potential to create many more. But how many pieces are there in construction and retail, in the creative fields, in arts and culture, to start getting some of these jobs back in place and make them better jobs even than what we have?
How does the kind of job loss that we've had in Santa Fe and Santa Fe County reflect the pattern that's going on in the country?
Well, we've been lucky in a sense in Santa Fe in that our unemployment rate has moved up to over 7%, which is hard for us. But when it's 10% in the rest of the country and some places even higher, we need to count our blessings, but I also think we need to look at our assets and do everything we can to get people back to work right now.
So what will be happening at the forum? Who is invited? Who should attend?
Well, everyone should attend if they can make it at that time. There'll be a panel at the first part that Zane Fisher will be the moderator. And we have folks like Marie Longsayer from the Business Incubator and folks from the Community College, from the banks, Fidel from Los Alamos National Bank. We'll be talking about the various components, what's strong, what can be strengthened in Santa Fe. And then we'll have a kind of an open floor for people to give us their ideas and suggestions. And we'll be using these ourselves in Santa Fe. And we will also forward this on in a report to the White House.
What is the basis of our economy at this point? What are our greatest strengths?
Well, you know, the basis of the Santa Fe economy is government, it's hospitality, it's art and culture, it's becoming higher education. What's suffering a lot right now is construction. And retail, and those are starting to see a comeback, so we want to push on that. So I think we have the strengths we have are the railroad, or the rail yard, the College of Santa Fe, the community college, and a really great local business community. We're going to run through this.
You know what? You're cutting out a little bit. If we can go back and just, you started saying a moment ago, the strengths we have. Can you just start there and say it again? Because
sure.
We lost a lot of what you said.
You know, Santa Fe has some really great economic assets. We have great people and a great business community. But we also have a new community convention center that just got LEED Gold certified. We have an airport that's humming right now with our three flights daily leaving, and that's creating jobs. We have the rail yard and the rail runner coming in. We have a revitalized College of Santa Fe. It's actually looking at having 800 students next year. So you put that with the strengths that we have at the community college. And also a very strong local business community. So I think we have a lot of great assets, and we need to really focus on strengthening those and developing those to get back some of those jobs that we've lost in the economy.
There's always the question of short-term and long-term economic development. Obviously, if people are out of work, you need to get jobs created as quickly as possible. Then there's also questions about education and development of clean industries in the long run. What are you looking to in the latter department?
Well, in the long run, we're very excited about the green economy, green-collar jobs. We have a great partnership with the community college, and there'll be a speaker about the sustainable technology center that's going up at the community college. But I think in the long run, when you look at those types of jobs in wind and solar and moving into a more energy independent economy for Santa Fe, that has a lot of promise for us. We remain one of the leading cities in the country for art and culture. So jobs in film, jobs in the various art and cultural offerings that we have are going to be strong for us in the future. And those are the kinds of things that we'll be talking about Friday morning.
Well, we look forward to that. Once again, the Mayor's Forum on Jobs and Economic Growth is this Friday, December 11th, from 9:30 to 11 in the morning, 11:30 in the morning at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. And Mayor Koss, thanks for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you, Mary Charlotte. A pleasure.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. The podcast site is santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can hear the show there anytime you want. Stay tuned for the BBC. And after that, Good Morning Jazz features the song of the month, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and an interview with Joshua Breakstone.